T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gonna be a little pressed in.
Hey, let's talk to Vern. It's Josh Vernier, our Royals insider. Even good morning, let's Vern.
Good morning, fellas. How we feeling?
Outstanding, man. It's opening day. It's the best.
Don't you love
day
opening
of
day
the year, right?
Yeah, as I've mentioned, man. Best opening day, most anticipation, most excitement. I think the most amount of hope that we've had since 2016. I know hopes were high in 2017, but of course we were in the wake of the passing of Yordano Ventura. So as far as the excitement and expectation from the fan base, I'm just so fired up for so many of these young Royals to see what Kansas City has to offer as a baseball city. I'm hoping it lasts multiple weeks.
Yeah, right. And that's where we are, though, Vern. I mean, like, we were talking about it earlier before you joined us about how, like, opening day in baseball is the only sport where we make our decisions on our team in one day, right? Royals lose today. Everybody's panic. Oh, no, here we go again. It's going to suck, right? The Chiefs lose on opening night against Detroit. Like, eh, whatever. Basketball opening night, nobody cares, right? But baseball opening day, not just here, but everywhere, everybody makes their immediate impact. Like, this is the last sport where a first impression carries you all season long.
And Cole Reagan's on the Hill, I think, is going to be a prime example of that. You're right, as far as game one is a referendum on what the entire season is going to look like. I'm interested in the Cole Reagan's reaction. Well, I know what the reaction's going to be if he pitches well. It's right now he has the sixth best odds, according to DraftKings, to win the American League Cy Young. He pitches well today. I think it's going to be assumed in the city that he's going to win either the MVP or go to an All-Star game or win the Cy Young Award. But if things just are good or below average today, if he gets out-dueled by Pablo Lopez later on this afternoon or
who
doesn't get off to the great start, I'm curious to see how Kansas City Royals fans react to Cole Reagans. I was having this discussion last night with Dusty Likens. What is the expectation for Cole Reagans? Because to me, he's the biggest key to the season. I've pointed out him, Singer, and Melendez as my X, Y, and Z for 2024. But it was only a few years ago we thought Brady Singer was a number one. It was less than a decade ago we thought, oh, Danny Duffy, this is our guy. He's going to – and Duffy turned out to be, when healthy, a pretty solid number three or number four. Brady Singer right now is a number three, number four. I don't think that's going to happen to Cole Reagans. I think he has better stuff than both those guys. I think he has a better mentality, certainly, than Danny Duffy when he was in Kansas City. Cole Reagans has the entire package, but if we get to the end of 2024 and it's apparent that he's not Garrett Cole, but he's a solid number two, I certainly wouldn't view that as a disappointment, just like being out-dueled by Pablo Lopez, a guy that many people say will win the American League Cy Young. I won't view that as a disappointment. So you're right about judging the entire team on one game. I'm hoping people don't judge Cole Reagans and what he's going to be on one game.
No, but I guess my expectation level, we were talking about it earlier, Bob, was that in order to get places this season, in the future, and not continue to kind of spin your wheels, I feel like we need that breakthrough guy. Like, he's definitively the top of the rotation guy. and not to heap a bunch of pressure, but heap a bunch of pressure on Cole Reagans. I need him to be that guy, or feel like, okay, well, then you're still kind of scrambling around. You got a couple of rentals that are nice in Lugo and Waka, but those aren't long-term fixes. We need the guy that has the long-term breakout, like 5-year long-term breakout, right? So I need it to be that guy, or we're still kind of spinning our wheels. Make sense?
Yeah.
Valid?
There's no question. You look at the division champions over the past decade, they've all had the stud. They've had Pablo Lopez or Sonny Gray, guys that are, you know, we could even go to Shane Bieber, Corey Kluber, guys that have won Cy Young Awards. If you're going to win a division, if you're going to be a consistent power in, you know, you can dump on the American League Central all you want. If you're going to dominate this division, Cole Reagans needs to be the rotation's Bobby Witt Jr. No, I don't disagree with you, and the team doesn't disagree with you. You see that in their actions this offseason. They're, again, aggressive in free agency, aggressive with Bobby Witt Jr., aggressive with Cole Reagans, giving him the opening day start, aggressive with another young starter, giving Alec Marsh that 5 spot and putting some big money in the bullpen when it comes to Jordan Lyles. Yeah, I don't disagree. This team, in my opinion, can't reach what opening day's about, hope and dreaming about the postseason.
Yeah.
I don't see the Royals reaching the postseason without that Cole Reagans showing up, a guy that we have no question who's the best on the team, who's the best on the staff, who's taken the ball in game one. That needs to be Cole Reagans if this team is going to compete for a postseason spot. They can still have a successful season if Reagans is good and not great, though.
Talking with Josh Vernier here on 610 Sports Radio, our Royals insider from the 816. Speaking of acute, that Josh Vernier lights my fire. So I'm just along that information to you, Vern. Yep. Yeah.
that's the text line to you every night. You know that.
That's right.
You know that.
Yeah, that's dustier my mom.
Those are your people.
That's exactly right. So, Vern, I've got 10 large on Cole Reagans to win the Cy Young. I've got 10 large on Bobby Witt to win the MVP.
10 large dollars.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes. Yeah, 10 large dollars.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. $10. Big spender I am, right? Yep. Let me ask you this. Which one has the better chance of happening? Reagans with the Cy Young or Bobby Witt with the MVP? Which, the fact that we're having this conversation
is pretty great.
Is pretty awesome. Yeah. Like, both of them are at the top.
Right.
You know, so which one do you think has the better opportunity to happen?
I would go with Cole Reagans. I think a Cy Young award is less tied to team success than the MVP is.
Okay.
Understanding what happened with Mike Trout.
Who?
And Bobby's certainly capable of having a Mike Trout type season. You know, Trout finished fourth, finished last, won an MVP. Bobby has that type of talent, but certainly Cole Reagans does as well. 5 different pitches, a triple-digit fastball. Coming from the left side, he's going to be able to eat up that White Sox lineup. He should be able to eat up that Cleveland lineup. Going to face Minnesota and Detroit. Neither one of those two are intimidating like anybody in the East or in the West. So, yeah, I'll side with Cole Reagans. But, yeah, as you point out, it's crazy to think that a team coming off 106 losses, a team that hasn't won anything in almost a decade, that team throughout its fan base, there is so much hope. There is so much open talk of postseason. You have Mark Feinsand, the lead MLB.com writer, picking the Royals to win the division. It's crazy that they were so bad. We were so low last year, and yet there is so much hope. I think a lot of that is reflected in not only the aggressiveness this offseason, but also the fact that Bobby does have the 6th best odds to win MVP, and Reagans has the 6th best odds to win the Cy Young Award. It's reflective of a talented team that for the first time I think you got to go back to the 80s where you had that type of stud pitcher and that type of MVP talent in the field as well. It hasn't happened since George hung him up.
And that, like, I think the last time you could say a legit Cy Young candidate, legit MVP, was like Sabes and George together back in the day, right?
As a duo.
No question. But I think also too, you know, you're looking at this season and what the expectation level should be, and so many people are going with that 72-90. And Josh and I talked about it at the beginning of the show. There's 17 new dudes on this roster.
I think it hit me when we were talking to Vern on Monday. And he's like, there's just a handful of guys back that were here last year on opening day, and I thought, well, then you can flip it. This isn't a build.
Yeah.
This has been a flip.
This
so.
Is similar to the Chiefs, as Josh made a great point, Vern, like bringing in Tyrann Mathieu and those guys to clean out that defense after they lost to the Patriots in the championship game. The Royals kind of followed the Chiefs MO. All right, all you guys that sucked, take care. We're bringing in new players. And so that's why I look at last season, I go, 72-90 is a guess, and I'm more apt to go over that because I think with the
Better
veteran
be.
Leaders, the proven guys that know how to win and whatnot, like 72-90 is a disaster, I think, this year.
I can't say a disaster.
Okay.
I think we'll know if it's a disaster or not by the middle of
4
May
o'clock?
Because
over under 4 o'clock. They were going nice.
I was waving the white flag the middle of May. You started to at the end of April, I think, last season. I can't say 72-90 would be a disaster because I don't know what that looks like. Do they crumble in September? Because I'll have a tough time being disappointed if they're in it until September. As far as the turnover, yeah, I think that is the main reason for optimism. That's why so many players around the league, executives, and media members are enthralled with what this team could be in 2024. But yes, Cole Reagans is a new face, but we've already discussed just how much of a pendulum swinger he's going to be. If he's great, this team can go toe-to-toe with anybody. If he is a new Danny Duffy, well, then you're still looking for that guy that allows everyone to exhale when he's on the mound, because he's going to make it hold up. He can stare down anybody on the opposing side, a lot like what James Shields did in 2013 and 2014. But outside of Cole Reagans, to me, this season still comes down to Brady Singer and MJ Melendez. Still going to come down to Bobby matching what he did last year and Salvador Perez improving on what he did last year. So a lot of the guys that were good and key to last season's disappointing campaign, they got to be good because they are key to this 2024 season. So if Singer is hot and cold like he was last year, if we see injuries pop up with anybody else in that rotation, do they have the depth? You know, injury pops up, and here we go. Daniel Lynch is back in this rotation, and here we go, hoping and praying that Daniel Lynch can find that consistency we've been waiting for him to find for the past half decade.
We talked to the skipper yesterday. We talked a lot of pitching, obviously, but and you mentioned briefly, like, the lineup. I think he... We came across the impression like he was really happy they lengthened the lineup. They maybe got people in their maybe proper spots, a little bit more opportunity to have maybe more consistent offense. Did you see that in your time at spring training? Do you believe that can be the case?
Well, there's certainly something to the and I talked about this with Adam Frazier. When you're driving to the ballpark and you know that the guy on the hill is going to give you a chance to win. Mm-hmm. You felt that in the second half with Cole Reagans. You felt that with Brady Singer in the second half of 2022. But this is why a guy like Whit Merrifield became what he became in a Royals uniform, because he's just understandably so very beaten down. And it's, in my opinion, so very impressive that Salvador Perez can continue to show up to the ballpark every single day expecting to win with mm-hmm. a smile on his face when it's, you know, Glenn Sparkman on the hill or Birch Ooh. Smith.
Ooh, Birch Smith, that's a good name.
Thank you. What is that? I'm trying to think of a few other names, but that's the point, you know. Jacob Junis and Brad Keller's your opening day starter. You're running out a 40-year-old Zach Greinke. Standing on that first base line, you're thinking, we got to push six or seven. I mean, the numbers, the team ERA said, if you don't score six or seven runs, you stand no chance. That's a lot of weight, especially in the early season cold of Kauffman Stadium. That's a lot of weight to put on young hitters like there were so many of a season ago. Now, yeah. Still quite a bit of young hitters, but they're going to be standing out there knowing Reagans and DeLugo and DeSinger and DeWaka and then the stuff of Alec Marsh. These guys are going to give us five innings and a chance to win most nights. And then the bullpen, the bullpen completely revamped. A lot of experience, a lot of postseason success in that bullpen. So if the rotation can eat up the innings to keep that bullpen fresh, yeah, Q has everything he needs as far as arms are concerned. That's why, to me, these first 6 weeks come down to the young bats. Can they find the type of confidence that can carry them throughout the season?
I heard somebody talking about managers the other day, and I can't remember where the hell it was now. They said, is so-and-so going to do a good job managing this year? I think it was for the Mets. And they said, does he have good players? And I think Hugh now has right. the opportunity to be a good manager because there's good players. Like, he didn't stand a chance last year.
No. And especially when it was kind of a – I don't want to say convoluted, but a difficult message that he's trying to pass along to that clubhouse of, you know, we want to build a winning culture, and yet we're going to run guys out there that are barely hitting or some weren't hitting above the Mendoza line. Meanwhile, you have, a Nicky Lopez or a Hunter Dozier that in their own right are not hitting all that well, but they're thinking, well, I'm better than this rookie that's out there. I'm better than this guy out there. Why aren't I getting at bats? And that mm-hmm. causes issues, not in the clubhouse, but just the psyche of a team, the mentality of a player. You're not all, I know this is cliche, but you're not all tugging on the same end of the rope. There's no question that this team is together. Now, they haven't played a game. They certainly haven't lost a game yet. So we'll see if that continues.
Probably won't.
But the way that this team talks, the focus of the squad, the attention to detail throughout spring certainly appears as all 26 are on the same end.
And when do you think, before we let you go, we'll see Francisco Cortez at the big league level? Like, what's it going to take to get him up here this year?
I don't even want to talk about what it would take because it's an injury. And no, you don't want to see him this year because that means either Michael at third or Bobby at short, that one of those two went down. Now, that also means that he's tearing it up down at low A.
Yeah.
But I certainly wouldn't hold my breath that you're going to see.
You found him. Okay, cool.
All right.
Thank you, Vern.
You won't see him. I'll say 2026 in the second half of the season.
Very good. Right. Enjoy the bunting and the hot dogs, and we'll see you.
You know I will, boys. Thank you.
Thanks, Vern. Josh Vern, you're our Royals insider. 2:00 for his pregame coverage today. 3:10 first pitch with the Royals and Twins in the opener today, right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Well, I'll tell you, man, you're getting ready to head up to KCI. You're flying out of town. You're set to go. Oh, my gosh, I got to park.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.